The Lori Jackson Domestic Violence Survivor Protection Act is named in honor of Oxford resident Lori Jackson, who was gunned down by her estranged husband last May while he was under a temporary restraining order. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal said in a speech on the Senate floor that the law failed Lori Jackson.
The temporary restraining order against Lori's husband was completely ineffective, powerless to prevent him from using that gun against her to kill her.
Current law prevents intimate partners, that is, someone who either lives with, is married to, or has a child with the victim, who are subject to a permanent restraining order, from purchasing or possessing a firearm. But the law leaves victims vulnerable in the days or weeks that their abuser is under a temporary restraining order. Senator Blumenthal says this is when victims are the most at risk.
The moment of danger in a relationship is when one partner tells another, she's leaving. That is the moment of maximum rage. That is the moment of greatest danger. That is the moment of uncontrollable wrath. At that moment of greatest danger, the law is at its weakest.
Blumenthal's bill would fix the loophole in current law by expanding the ban on firearms to include people who are under a temporary restraining order. The bill would also broaden the definition of intimate partner to include people who are dating or stalking the victim. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.